has it taken for you to construct this front seven, and what did they need to refine this offseason? What have they done?
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of things I talk about is consistency, and that's to play consistent, to shut the run down consistently, to put pressure on the quarterback consistently, and we haven't done that. I think as we get better and better and improve on those things, we'll get that taken care of. As a group, as a unit, I guess, getting a feel for one another, understanding what's happening. You know, there's some things in our pass rush that those guys that rush could get better at. There's things in our run defense that those guys can get better at. So I think as they go along as a group, the longer they stay together, the longer they play together, the better they will be.
Why is it important to keep that group more than really any other group that you guys have consistent and with the continuity there?
Well, I think it starts with your lines. I think if you can stop the run consistently and you can – then you have an opportunity to put pressure on the passer, because then you want to be able to control first down, second down, and put them in third and long situations. And I think everything emanates from your fronts on both sides of the ball, offense, defense. If your offensive line is a big physical group that blocks, run blocks well, you have a chance to control the clock. You have a chance to control the ball and the tempo of the game.
Jericho Cottrey, only one catch for 8 yards so far in the preseason. Talk to him, and he's saying it's just preseason.
It is. I mean, it really is. If you go back and you look at the targets, that's the biggest thing, is how many targets were there. As long as there's not like 10 targets in one catch, then, but everything he's done in practice, everything he and Jason Avant have done for us is exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for a very consistent football player, guys that run good routes and know where they need to be, can handle things, control things, and help in the classroom and on the field. That's what those two guys bring to the table.
I know you had kind of a money ball philosophy with the receivers and the overhaul of the receiving core. How many catches are you looking for out of both him and Avant?
Well, I'm not going to put a number on it, but again, I just know that, consistency, making plays when you get opportunities, or being in position to make plays to help our quarterback out. I think that's what's important.
Picking your quarterback, any update on where the pain level is now compared to a couple of days ago?
I didn't ask him that question specifically, but I mean, just watching him move around today, I saw him throw a couple balls, I saw him catch a couple balls, I saw him bend over and pick up them. So I imagine it is lessening. I mean, this is exactly what the doctor told us. It's just a matter of time. Get the stiffness out, get the soreness out, and he'll be all right.
There have been a lot of quarterbacks that played with that type of injury, so you have no doubt that he'll be in there against Tampa Bay.
I'm pretty confident on it, and we'll see, as he progresses. The true evaluation will come in, like I said, in about a week. So we're probably looking at this Saturday, getting a good feel as to where he is and how he is.
Coach, this game obviously very important for a lot of guys trying to make this team. How much stock do you put in the game, or is it a combination of everything over this course of the preseason?
I think it's a combination of everything. It's going to be a culmination for a number of guys. This is going to be their opportunity, their chance to show us, what they're capable of and whether or not they fit. For some guys, it'll be an opportunity to refine some of their skills. Nate Chandler would be a guy that comes to mind right away, that this would be a good opportunity for him. He missed last game because of the knee. He's healthy. He's feeling good. Their swelling's gone down. So he'll get an opportunity to refine his techniques as he gets ready for the regular season.